Bibles tonight went to Romans chapter 12. Wednesday night's Bible study, so we're open our Bibles. If you turn on your phones, make sure your phones are only to Bible apps. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So far, we're looking at the true Christian characteristics. We went over new birth, new growth, new attire, new radiance, new house, new revelation, new relationship, new destiny, and new ministry. Sounds pretty new. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. So as we're looking at these new things, tonight we're going to look at new sacrifice. New sacrifice. The Apostle Paul says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice unto God that is holy and acceptable. Amen. As a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. So this speaks of a daily thing that we do. It's not something that's a one-time event. It's something that we continue to do daily. And the first thing we're going to look at is it is sacred. On your worksheets, it says call, I believe. Ignore the calls on all three of those fill-ins, okay? Just scratch them out. Just scratch out call. First thing that I want to talk about is it is sacred. We're going to present our bodies. This calls for it. It is consecration. We're to consecrate ourselves. Amen. And with this, we want to look at Exodus chapter 32. Exodus 32. Verse number 29. And the word of God says this, for Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. In other words, one of the things when we consecrate our lives and we consecrate our bodies unto the Lord, we open up the door for blessing. Amen? How many can stand some blessings? Amen? But this calls for us, it's a choice. That God isn't making any of us do anything, but he gives us a choice to choose. Is what I have for number B. So look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy 2:2. So we're looking at this sacrifice, it is sacred, calls for us to consecrate, but it calls for you and I to make a choice. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 19, the word of God says this, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth. And some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Amen. So first, in this sacred call to present our bodies, He is saying it's first there's an act of consecration, that we're going to consecrate our bodies. Then it calls for us to choose. It's a choice. God isn't going to make this choice for us. It's something that I have to choose every day. Every morning when I get out of bed, I make the choice. I'm going to choose you. I'm going to seek you first. I'm going to give you the best part of my day. I'm going to give you the best part of my life. I'm going to put you in the first place. You know, and what you need to understand, and you and I need to understand, there's so much blessings that comes with this, that flows with this, that we would be crazy not to as children of God. Amen. One of the things it calls for to, when we consecrate ourselves to the Lord and we choose to follow him as and we make our bodies his vessel, amen, this calls for us to change. Hello? I was the Lord was speaking to me about something today. He was talking about repentance. And he said repentance isn't tears. Tears isn't repentance. Tears isn't saying I'm sorry. Tears is changing. Tears is saying, hey, I've asked your forgiveness and I'm not going to do it again. That's true repentance. The tears aren't moving the Lord. He catches them. The Bible says he has a vial. He catches our tears. Amen. He catches our tears. But God's looking at our hearts. It calls for us to make changes. And Isaiah chapter 52. Are you with me? I have on your sheet verse number 10, but I'm not going to start verse 11. All right. Depart ye, go you out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go you out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Amen. We're sanctified. We're set apart for his use. For he shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. Or your back. He's got your front, he's got your back, and he's got your sides. Amen. He's got you covered. So what he is saying to us first, as we're presenting our bodies, it's a sacred move. It comes by us consecrating it to the Lord. Amen. It comes with this consecration. We need to choose. It comes with choice. Amen. And with that consecration comes change. Amen. If we're not being conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind, which is verse 2 of Romans chapter 12, we're looking at beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of the Lord, present your bodies a living sacrifice. But he says, the next verse 2 is, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is a good and reasonable and perfect will of God. And so we're walking in this. We're walking in this together. So first he says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. That's our, it is sacred to present our bodies. Secondly, a living sacrifice, it is sacrificial. It is sacrificial. What comes to your mind when you think of sacrificial? What comes to your mind? When I think about sacrificial, most of the times it's something that I didn't want to do. Hello? When Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, he didn't want to go to the cross of Calvary. But as a sacrifice for you and I, he went there. In other words, it is sacrificial, present our bodies a living sacrifice. It isn't convenient. You know, this thing that we that holds our spirit and our soul, it's real fleshy. Hello? It wants and desires all the things of this world. And God says to you and I, he says, hey, you're my child. You're a heavenite. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. And I've given you the Holy Spirit to help you to become like me. Amen. We're being transformed into his image. Amen. But this is, it's sacrificial. When I look at sacrificial, it calls for, just like Jesus' sacrifice, it calls for you and I to crucify. Crucify what? We got to crucify our flesh, right? Look with me in Romans chapter 6, verse 6. He says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Amen. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Christ that liveth in me. Amen. So, in other words, my flesh, I got to put, and God isn't telling us to go and commit suicide. All right? Nobody misunderstand what the Father is saying. We're crucifying our flesh. We're taking, we're walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Amen? This calls for you and I to do something, okay? First, I crucify my flesh. I put it under the dominion of God's word and power. And then, secondly, I clothe. I got to do something else. In other words, if I just crucified my flesh and I didn't do anything else, I'd be just running around naked, okay? And the Word of God says in Romans 13, verse number 14, he says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. So in other words, I've got to crucify my flesh. I've got to put on the Lord Jesus. Amen? Christ, and make no provision. To me, this is, and all of us, I say this is to challenge us, because it's a challenge to do according to God's word. Now, do you think, let me ask you a question. Do you think God was speaking just for the sake of talking because he didn't have anything else to do? But do you believe that God meant every word that he said? Amen? So if he meant every word that he said, and he gives us a helper, he gives us an advocate, he gave us the Holy Spirit to help us to fulfill and do those things he's asking us to do. Because without the Spirit of God, you cannot do any of these things. You will fail every time. Because whether you want to recognize it or not, your sin nature and your flesh is really strong. I mean, it's a battlefield. I'm not going there. Hallelujah. So it's a challenge. Look with me in 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse number 1. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that have suffered in the flesh have ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Now, if we even go to the Lord's Prayer, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. What we're looking at is we're stepping into the will of God, and the will of God is his word. If we're in his word, we're in his will. If we're outside of his word, we're outside of his will. And if you want to be God's destined you as his children. And if you want to walk in what you're destined to be, you walk according to his word and you'll accomplish everything God called you to have and do. The problem is where there's a battlefield here. This battlefield thinks that sometimes that we know more than God. But God, you don't understand. Hello? God, you don't understand what I'm facing. God, you don't understand what they did to me. God, you don't understand what they said. God, you don't understand what the devil put in front of me. He says this, let no man say when he is tempted by God, because God cannot be tempted with evil, neither does God tempt any man. But when tempted, we're drawn away with our own lust and enticed. When lust is conceived, it becomes sin. And when sin is finished, it becomes death. That's the word of God. Must be off a bathroom break. It's amazing how valuable and beautiful the bathroom is. All these kids are coming up, so I would like somebody out there in the hallway to watch over the children, all right? Because there's no adults with them. Just stay out in here for me, would you? Thank you. All right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he's called for us. It's a sacred call. It's a sacrificial call. And it's a challenging call. But he says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. And this is sanctified. This is sanctified. So we are sanctified. God has called us. He sent his word and gave us the spirit to perfect. Okay? So if you look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Verse number one, the word of God says this. He says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now, you know, our sanctification is a process. It takes us our entire lifetime. God takes us from holy to holy. Hallelujah. Children are adventurous. I just got to keep my eyes open. Hallelujah. So first, he's called us to perfect, but this calls for us also to pursue. You will never find anything that you're not seeking or looking for. You will not reach anything that you're not pursuing. It's just like you have to purpose in your heart to press in. Amen? And this isn't a weekly event. I'm here to help you, but it's a daily exercise. If I didn't daily exercise, exercise daily, and I tried to run a 5K or something, I might get hurt. Amen? But we work daily, right? My fitness instructor here. Amen? So look with me in Hebrews chapter 12. Any questions, any thoughts? The word of God says this in verse 14. He says, follow peace with all men and holiness, listen to me, without which no man shall see the Lord. And if you want to see the Lord, and you want to be in his presence, there's a holiness that's required. Not that he's not saying that you're not saved. He is talking about to go into the very presence in the throne room of God. It's a holy man. It's a holy room. He has a requirement for us. Follow peace with all men and holiness. Without which no man shall see the Lord. In other words, I can't be holy if I'm not at peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. If I have aught with you and I have unforgiveness, I'm not going to get into the holiness because I've got to be at peace with all men. Hallelujah. And holiness. And he says, with that, no man will see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. In other words, when you're in a funk, your funk gets spread. It's like a virus. When you're angry, your anger spreads. It's like a virus. When you have strife in your heart, it spreads. It's like a virus. Amen? It's contagious. It comes into the atmosphere, and that's what takes place. Amen? So that's why we need to let all bitterness and strife and evil speaking be put away with us with all and all malice. And be tenderhearted, loving, and caring one for another. Amen? And when we have this heart and we have this attitude, then his Shekinah presence will fill the atmosphere. Then we'll be into the very presence of God. You know, we talked about it the other night, last week, that God's coming back for a glorious church, a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And he's telling us that we need to pursue these things. The world is saying everything's okay. You're covered by grace. Do whatever you want. But God says the world is lying to you. I have greater plans than this world ever had for you. Amen. I have plans for you for eternity. I have plans. Man, I know one thing. I know one thing, if we live an average of 120 years, our lifespan in this lifetime, and we're going to reign with Christ on this earth for 1,000 years, I want to make sure when I'm reigning with him, I'm in a good place. I'm in a good position. Hallelujah. I'm not setting up my position for this time. I'm not working for this time. I'm doing it unto the Lord, but we operate in blessings, and that millennial reign in Christ is when it will all be revealed. Amen. Amen. So what is he saying to us? He said, hey, this is sacred. It calls for us to consecrate our lives, to be a living, to present our bodies. Amen? That it's a choice, and he brings change in our hearts and lives. That this call is sacrificial. Amen? But it's also a call to be sanctified. He gives us a pattern in 2 Peter chapter 3. He says in verse number 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Amen? I don't know if you get it enough, but that's some really good stuff. Hallelujah. That he's called us. It's a sacred calling. It's sacrificial. And as we sacrifice, we become sanctified. And sanctification does not come without sacrifice. And sacrifice doesn't come without presenting our bodies. It's a sacred call to consecrate ourselves to him. Amen. Because he says it simply in 1 Peter chapter 1, Verse number 16. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Is that complicated? Is that complicated? Isn't it simple? No, it isn't hard to do. It is not hard to do. It's only hard to do if we try to do it and we don't let him do it. You know, he says his strength is made perfect in our weakness. There, Paul said, therefore, I rather glorify God in my infirmities or in my weaknesses, that the power of God may rest upon me. In other words, you can't do this with your own strength. You can't do this in your own power. But I can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives me the strength. We're more than conquerors. We can defeat every weapon the enemy fires at us. He says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a holy sacrifice. Amen. Yes, go ahead. Now you had something under your lip. What? That's right. Well, it does. Amen. Amen. How many here wants to be everything God wants them to be? Come on. Man, that's why we're here. And Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Learn of me. Amen. And in other words, God is saying this, we can't do it in our powers. You won't sacrifice anything in the natural if you don't get the help from the Lord. Amen. You know what? I thank God for every one of you here tonight, because you know what? You made a sacrifice to be here. And God will honor that sacrifice. You know why? The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you heard the word of God tonight, and your faith is increasing. Amen? Yes. Dedicate, surrender. Amen.
That it may be costly, but having the faith and belief that this death is bringing a greater thing, it's for
right.
It's better cause. It's, right. It's better for you to change than it is to remain as you are.
That's right. Well, let's look at it like this. If I'm presenting my body a sacrifice, I'm presenting my body a sacrifice unto God, if I'm presenting my body, and I'm holding a donut. Wait a minute, come on now. Amen. I'm presenting my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is my good and my reasonable service, right? Amen. And I'm sitting there with this donut. I got to determine if that donut is for me. And sometimes my sacrifice is not to put that donut in my mouth. Hello? You know, sometimes in our bodies, when our health is not good, and we're dealing with organ issues and physical issues in our body, it calls for change. And we can't blame God because we're sick. It's because we still do the same thing and expect a different outcome. In other words, you need to change the way you eat. It's not easy. It's a sacrifice. Because I'm presenting my body a living sacrifice. Not a dead one, a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is my reasonable service. Amen? And that's what the Lord is saying to us tonight. That he will give us the strength to do these things. You know, I know every Monday I don't want to run. You know, I go to Ciro's, Melissa, and I eat that stromboli, and it makes me sick every time I eat it, but I do it anyway. My buddy is saying, why do you keep doing that? You know, because I feel miserable all day because I ate it. But it sure tasted good when I was shoving it down my throat. Oh, I guess I'm the only one that does that, right? No, we're all in the same place. And God wants to work with us in all kinds of different levels and different places. You know, he may be working with you with one thing, he may be working with me in another, but he's speaking to every last one of us about something. And I believe what the Lord is saying tonight is, if I'm presenting my body a living sacrifice, what he's asking you tonight is, what are you willing to sacrifice tonight? That thing that I've been speaking to you about, that thing that you've been fighting me over, what are you willing to sacrifice tonight? Amen? Let's all stand. Hallelujah.